At about 3:30 a.m. next day, 21st November, we weighed anchor and proceeded slowly towards the mouth of the Forth, in company with the squadrons and the flotillas of the Grand Fleet. Bright moonlight shone through a sea mist and lit up the dark shapes of the ships, moving to take up their stations as they headed eastward at 10 knots. But as I was not on watch, I soon turned in and did not come on deck until shortly after 7. It was more than a twilight when I mounted the after-gun platform and looked at the long lines of destroyers disposed ahead and to starboard of us and watched the numbers increasing as the horizon receded in the gathering light of day. All the ships in the flotilla were dressed in battle array with two white ensigns at their mastheads, one wore at the peak of the foremast and one on the mainmast. Abdiel, at the head of the column, looked impressive with a great white ensign flying from our mainmast. Astern of her came the full strength of the 20th Flotilla, consisting of Vanek, Vanquisher, Venturus, Tarpon and Telemachus, with Gabriel, Legion, Prince, just joined us from the Grand Fleet, Sandfly and Ferret in the rear. Ahead was the 11th Flotilla, with the three other Battle Fleet flotillas, all in line, ahead disposed abreast of one another to starboard, and units of the 3rd and 21st flotillas in a similar position on the starboard side of the formation to that occupied by the 20th on the port side. A gap of nearly 2 miles between the central columns left a lane through which the German fleet would pass. The light November haze, which persisted throughout the day, made it impossible to see what lay beyond the destroyer's escort of the battle fleet. But somewhere in the mist, ahead was the 13th Flotilla, the destroyer escort of the battlecruiser force, spread out in line abreast across the van. With the light cruiser Castor flying the broad pennant of Commodore Tweedy in command, astern of us I could just see the shapes of cruiser and light cruisers, while astern of them. But invisible in the mist came the mass squadron of the Grand Fleet, with Queen Elizabeth flying Admiral Beatty's flag as Commander-in-Chief. It was an impressive sight, but it was almost time for breakfast. So I went down to the wardroom, where all was in a bustle to get the meal over in time to see the two fleets make contact. This event was not long delayed, for at about 7:50 a.m, a messenger slid down the ladder in the wardroom hatch, tucked his cap under his left arm and addressed the First Lieutenant with the words, "Message from this captain, sir! Enemy in sight!" The words had an odd ring about them and conjured up a long-delayed meeting. But we gave little thought to this as we hurriedly finished or left our breakfast and went up top.